Columbia University disciplining students who took part in a pro-Palestinian demonstration inside the school's library last May and an encampment during alumni weekend. One student activist group says nearly 80 students have been told they've been suspended for 1 to 3 years or expelled. Professor Michael Thaddeus says that's too extreme.
That's far beyond anything that's ever been done before for a political demonstration, and it's far too draconian.
The sanctions come as Columbia negotiates with the Trump administration to restore $400 million in federal funding pulled over alleged failures to address anti-Semitism. Student Sophia Stout says there has to be a better way.
If we're at a school that's promoting higher education, you know, we should be promoting a good dialogue about it. How can you protest in an effective way?
The sanctions issued by the University Judicial Board also include probation and degree revocations. Audio courtesy WABC, Julie Walker, New York.